Each year, nearly a quarter of the people in the United States get ill from the food they eat. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, most of the time, it's just a day or so of discomfort, but on occasion, foodborne illnesses can be lethal. When people get sick after eating a meal, they frequently blame the restaurant or fast food joint where they just ate. In fact, it's in our homes where most of the problems start because people don't store or prepare their food properly. NPR's Joe Palca recently visited some food safety experts in Logan, Utah, who have been studying how we mess up in the kitchen.
Before I left for Utah to talk to the experts about their studies, they had a suggestion for me. Why don't you try making a dinner and then we'll see how well you do? Okay, I said, why not? After all, it's only radio. Who could get hurt? So here we are in NPR's test kitchens, conveniently located in the comfort and security of my very own house, and we're going to bake a chicken and make a salad. Step number one, get the chicken out of the refrigerator. Over to the sink. Now remove the chicken from the bag. Remove the chicken from the bag with a knife. Now I happen to know that the cutting board, since it had chicken on it, it could be contaminated. So I'm going to wash off the cutting board. Put this big guy in. And now I'll get out the vegetables for the salad. Crisper drawer. Here we got lettuce, we got a cucumber, we got some carrots, we got celery, got the mushrooms, got to get rid of those. Okay. Okay, it's done. Once in Utah, I played that tape for Janet Anderson, a food safety expert at Utah State University in Logan. So how'd I do?
Well, I think you did pretty good. However, I have a lot of questions. For example, when you stored that chicken in your refrigerator, how'd you store it?
Actually, I left it in the bag that I got it. It was put in a separate bag when I checked out at the supermarket, so I kept it in that bag.
Great. However, my concern with that chicken, if you left it in the refrigerator for a while, they tend to get kind of juicy, and a lot of times that juice will drip and even kind of leak out of the bag. So ideally, you're going to put that in some sort of a container that has sides and prevent that from leaking.
Okay, so I lost points on storage technique. But Anderson gave me high marks for washing my cutting board after opening the chicken on it before I chopped the vegetables. Separate cutting boards would have been better, she said. But Anderson wanted to know what I did after dinner.
What did you do with the leftovers?
I put them into a plastic container that it all fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Was that wrong?
That could be a problem because when you're storing food in large pieces, such as the whole chicken carcass with a lot of meat still on there, it's going to take a long time for that to cool down. So the recommendation would be that you would, you know, take the meat off the bone and store it in a shallow container so that it's going to be able to cool quickly.
Anderson had other suggestions to keep bacteria from contaminating food. Don't use sponges. Bacteria love sponges, so you shouldn't. Clean the sink with hot soapy water after putting raw chicken or meat in it, and use a paper towel to dry your hands. That way, any stray bacteria left on your hands won't wind up on a cloth towel that might be reused. If these things seem obvious, well, to some extent they are. But Anderson and her colleague Thomas Schuster say obvious or not, people are not doing them. They know this because they've been watching. In their studies, they buy a bag of groceries for volunteers and then videotape them as they prepare a set menu. The researchers told participants they were testing new recipes. They didn't say they were really interested in how their subjects handled the food. Schuster says the results were shocking.
From the behavior that we saw in the kitchen, the behavior was bad. I mean, there were a lot of mistakes being made.
A big problem was people not washing their hands before starting to cook. But getting rid of germs on our hands is only the start, says Anderson.
We as consumers have to be aware that the food that we buy is not pathogen-free, and pathogens, of course, are the harmful bacteria.
Even if food does contain pathogens, there's usually not enough of them to make a healthy person sick. But those pathogens can multiply if people leave food out too long before putting it in the refrigerator, or if their refrigerators are not set at 40 degrees or lower. And many pathogens can be removed by simply washing raw fruits and vegetables thoroughly, including things like cantaloupe, where bacteria can thrive in the crevices of the rind and be transmitted to the center of the fruit when you cut into it. Several people died this year from contaminated cantaloupe. Thorough cooking will kill virtually all the bacteria in raw meat or fish, but a lot of people, Anderson and Schuster videotaped, undercooked their meats. Many also failed to clean cutting boards and utensils thoroughly after they'd come into contact with raw fish or poultry. Now, researchers have been studying food safety in the home for decades, so why were all these problems largely overlooked? Schuster says it's because of the way researchers were gathering data. They were relying on surveys to get at people's behavior, and surveys can be unreliable.
People tell you what you want to hear. They don't remember what they do. And one important thing, too, about cooking behavior is it's very habitual. You get into the kitchen, and you just start doing things kind of in the way that you always do them. And you don't really realize what's going on.
So people fall into bad habits without being aware of it. Both Anderson and Schuster will tell you that the food we get in America is extremely safe. Schuster says the point is, there's no such thing as absolutely safe.
Every time that you mishandle food, you're not going to get sick. This is all about risk. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Every time you don't wear your seatbelt, you're not in an accident. You know, you don't have an accident. You don't get injured. The point is, you're reducing risk by handling food properly.
It can be hard for people to appreciate that food can be risky. Janet Anderson says it would be more obvious if you got sick right after eating.
Many of the pathogens that cause foodborne illness have a long incubation period, and so it could well be that it's food that we've eaten, you know, 12 hours ago, 24 hours ago, 3 days ago that could potentially cause that. And there are even some pathogens that the incubation period is a lot longer.
So even though people might not make the association, a lot of the time tainted food may be what's making them sick. Anderson says her videotaping experience has made her acutely aware of her own cooking practices. Her kitchen is frighteningly clean. No sign of a sponge, hand soap and dish soap conveniently perched on the edge of the sink. She puts out a fresh hand towel every day. And next to her oven, there's a drawer filled with kitchen thermometers.
I found that I was undercooking my chicken breasts routinely. So I just used my thermometers regularly. You notice I have quite a supply. And that's something I would recommend for consumers. It's easy to do. And wash your hands. That's easy. Your mother taught you.
I wish I could tell you that my visit to Janet Anderson prompted my own kitchen epiphany. For a few days it did. I followed all the rules, but then I started backsliding. Sponges reappeared, my chickens got cooked without having their temperatures checked, and my kitchen towels don't get replaced every day. But at least I know what I'm doing wrong. I still make a tasty chicken, and no one in my family has gotten sick. Or perhaps I should say, not yet. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.